Omar Jobin from Gracia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 15th of May, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Tuesday the 13th, Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze sent an open letter to President Trump and Vice President Vance. In the letter, he pushed the conspiracy theory that the deep state, in capitals, is trying to organize a revolution in Georgia and expressed disappointment that the current U.S. administration didn't roll back decisions made under President Biden, which includes canceling the strategic partnership with Georgia and sanctioning Bidzina Ivanishvili along with other officials. Also not happy with the U.S. decision not to engage with Georgian government in any talks while still having contact with countries that are, as he alleges, undemocratic and authoritarian. Kobakhidze wrote that the ruling party and Trump's administration have a lot in common, and they sure do, in terms of worldview and ideology, so he hopes that the relationship between the two countries will reset and start over from a clean slate. In other news, Mariam Makhachatashvili, journalist for TV channel Pudaveli, says that she and her crew were attacked by the father of Gheorghe Sanjikashvili, the recently resigned deputy governor of Kvamokartli region in central Georgia. Incident happened on Monday the 12th in Martkopi, a village in Kvamokartli. The journalists were filming outside of Sanjikashvili's house, working on a story about his resignation, which he had announced the day before. The attacker spoke with them calmly at first and answered questions about his son. However, apparently he became angry when asked about his son's relationship with the infamous Khareba, head of the Special Tasks Department, known for his brutal suppression of protesters. Ongoing conflict between these two, which reportedly started a year ago with a physical altercation between them in a restaurant, may have led to Sanjikashvili's eventual resignation. On Wednesday the 14th, Irakli Okoroashvili, former defense minister under Misha or the Nadzebi, was arrested in a courtroom for failing to pay a bail of 20,000 lari, which is over $7,000. The bail was set a month ago after he was charged for refusing to appear before Parliament's temporary investigation committee set up to investigate crimes of the Nadzebi regime. Okoroashvili said he was ready for this outcome and came prepared. His lawyer stated he is unemployed and has no income, with Okoroashvili adding that he transferred all of his property to his children. Refusing a committee summons carries up to 1 year in prison. Nika Gvaramia, one of the opposition leaders, who's also ignored summons, says that he too would not pay his bail of 50,000 lari, which is over $18,000. Up next, according to the 2025 Democracy Perception Index, an annual report by the Alliance of Democracies Foundation, Georgia is among the top five countries where democracy is highly valued by citizens. The report shows that 86% of Georgians believe democracy is either very or extremely important. Greece, Turkey, Uruguay, and Hungary also ranked high on the list. The report also, interestingly, shows that for Georgians, democracy's main goal is to improve the citizens' living conditions and well-being. Also indicates that Georgians, alongside Ukrainians and Filipinos, are most fearful about another country attacking them. Georgians also support increasing defense spending, even if it means paying higher taxes. Want to read the full report? Link in the show notes. On another note, on Monday the 12th was the 50th birthday of Mzia Amaglobeli, the founder of the online print media outlet Batumalebi and Net Gazeti. She has been in prison since the 11th of January when she was arrested for slapping Irakli Rebuadze, chief of Batumi police. She said she slapped him because he and other policemen had treated her inhumanely before the arrest. Journalists, activists, artists, friends gathered on the hill overlooking Rustavi's women's prison with signs and flew kites that read Freedom for Mzia, hoping she'd see them from her cell and feel their support. She's widely seen as Georgia's first female journalist jailed for political reasons. Court finds her guilty of an attack on a policeman. She will face 4 to 7 years in prison. 18-year-old man was killed on Sunday the 11th at a well-known establishment called Rati's Bar, located in Tbilisi. The venue is a popular nightlife spot, but is known for attracting a pretty lawless crowd. Its owner, after whom the bar is named, is reportedly well-connected with Georgia's ruling party and often hosts titushkebi, criminal-minded individuals, zvelibichebi, used by the government to intimidate protesters. Police arrested two people. One of them is a killer who previously served a 10-year sentence for murder but was released early in 2017. Another person who knew about the crime but failed to report it. In Georgia, not reporting such a crime can carry a sentence of 3 to 7 years. Both suspects have remained silent. Reports suggest the altercation began when the victim accidentally brushed up against the killer's shoulder, who then stabbed him in the heart in response. Meanwhile, on Friday the 9th, Russia celebrated what they call Victory Day, marking the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany after the two had started the Second World War by dividing Poland and the Baltic. In light of this, the Russian interests section at the Swiss Embassy in Georgia shared a message from President Putin to Georgian World War II veterans and citizens. Recall that Russia has not had an embassy in Georgia since 2008, so the diplomatic communication between the two countries is handled through the Swiss embassy. In his letter, Putin spoke about the shared history between the two nations and warned against foreign powers sowing discord between their peoples. Speaking of discord, he also sent extremely similar letters to the de facto leaders of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, two Georgian regions occupied by Russia. Speaking of Russia celebrating Victory Day, according to TV channel Piravelli, Otar Patskharladze, Georgia's former chief prosecutor under the Georgian Dream, or Kotsebi, who is under U.S. sanctions for his ties to Russia's Federal Security Service and involvement in Russian economic affairs, was seen on Moscow's Red Square during Victory Day celebration. Photos and videos show him standing next to Mamuka Pipia, pro-Russian businessman and member of the Solidarity for Peace Party, which advocates resuming diplomatic relations and strengthening ties for Georgia with Russia. Another former official from the Kotsebi, former Prime Minister Gogi Kvitikashvili, who held the position from 2015 to 18, has called on the government to release those detained during pro-European protests. On his Facebook page, Kvitikashvili wrote that freeing them would not be seen as a sign of weakness and would help ease public tension. He also said that many citizens, including government supporters, quietly disapprove of the harsh treatment, especially towards young people whose court hearings are still ongoing. A group of Armenian cognac producers and transporters held a protest in front of the Georgian embassy in Yerevan on Tuesday the 13th. They demanded answers on why Georgia, a transit country, delays and inspects their alcohol meant for Russia and the Baltic for days and sometimes weeks. They said that the products aren't for Georgian markets, and these holdups cause major financial losses and risks of bankruptcy. The embassy promised demonstrators to deliver Tbilisi's official response soon. If this doesn't happen, demonstrators said they will continue the protests. Strong winds on Sunday the 10th caused several incidents in Batumi, second biggest city and tourist hub in western Georgia. A couple was injured when a scaffolding collapsed and fell on them. They were transported to a clinic, their condition stable. The wind also prevented a flight from Istanbul from landing in Batumi's airport. The aircraft was forced to fly in circles over the sea for hours before the weather conditions improved. Closing with some cultural news, Andro Chichinadze, the famous Georgian screen and theater actor arrested during pro-European protests in Georgia, just became a member of the European Film Academy. The Academy's chairman expressed his support for him and called for global film organizations to show solidarity. Authorities arrested Chichinadze on the 5th of January, accusing him of participating in group violence against law enforcement. If convicted, he faces 4 to 6 years in prison. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. It's free, helps us grow, and keep the updates coming. Nachamdis.